T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Metroscope, an Entercom Portland Public Affairs program. I'm Preston Highfield. All right, joining us this time on Metroscope PDX is Peter Gallagher of Impact Northwest and Kristen Lincoln, Living Room Realty's representative. Welcome to the show, you guys. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Happy holidays. Busy time of the year for both of you, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
It's the endless to-do list.
Yeah.
All right, well, it's good to have you guys here. Kristen, let's start with you as you guys are both joining us over the phone. Let's talk a little bit about Living Room Realty and the coat drive you have going on. What prompted you guys to do this in the first place?
Well, before I was at Living Room Realty, I used to kind of do my own, what I call my me, myself, and I coat drive, very, you know, small scale. And basically, my volunteering in the schools with in my kids' classrooms and walking the halls, I could see firsthand that some kiddos were showing up to school without the right coat, either no coat or a cotton hoodie that would get soaked in the rain and was still cold and damp at recess time when they had to put it back on to go outside. And it just made me think about what I could do about that specifically. Sometimes it feels overwhelming to think about all the need in our community. But I saw this as something tangible that I could help with. And so that Christmas, I had a big open house and I invited all my neighbors and friends and served, you know, food and drinks and just asked folks to bring a new coat. And then after I had all the coats, I realized I needed something to do with them. And I had already done some work previously with Impact Northwest, which is an amazing, such an amazing organization that's so much great work. So I called up my person there and I said, hey, I have all these coats. You guys want them? And it turned out that there was a huge need for coats. And so that started it for me personally. And when I joined Living Room Realty, it was a natural fit to bring it to the whole company to scale up and do more. Living Room Realty is a B Corp company. And if you're not familiar with B Corp, B stands for benefit. Benefit Corporation is a nonprofit that certifies companies to meet really rigorous standards of environmental and social performance and accountability and transparency. So if you shop or work with a certified B Corp company, you can feel really confident that you're working with a truly sustainable business. So having that underlying value already be a piece of Living Room, the idea of the coat drive was really embraced. And again, it just allowed us to scale up quite substantially from just me having my neighbors over for a glass of champagne in exchange for a coat.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned Impact Northwest, so I want to bring Peter in here of Impact Northwest. They are a premier provider of educational and social services in the greater Portland metro area. Their mission is to help people prosper through a community of support, that according to their website. Peter, thanks for joining us, and could you just tell us a little bit about your organization and kind of the origin behind it?
Yeah, sure. So we have deep roots in the Portland area. We were founded in 1966. We've expanded to become a pretty large organization, but we started out really small. The story goes that Impact Northwest was founded around a kitchen table in Southeast Portland of just some neighbors coming together and seeing some needs that weren't being met and deciding to take it upon themselves to meet the needs that they saw in their community at that time. And since then, we've been providing, you know, awesome services to people in Portland that that need it the most. And so it was really efforts pretty similar to Kristen's that, you know, were really what sparked Impact Northwest. And so we look very different now than we did 52 years ago. We serve about, I think, 30,000 people around the Portland metro area in Multnomah County, Clark County, and Clackamas County. And yeah, we have a bunch of different programs. We have an early childhood program, which is actually where I came from. So we work with families usually below the poverty line that have small children. We have Youth and Family Services, which works with youth. We have a Housing and Safety Net Department, which helps with things like housing security, you know, help with bills if folks need it. That's a really a big focus of ours right now. And we have a senior services program as well. And so all those different services, we're able to meet a lot of different needs and serve a lot of different people under the general banner of Impact Northwest, which has always been about a community of support, like the mission statement says, coming mm-hmm. together and help people, and has always relied on grassroots effort, mm-hmm. Like Kristen's, you know. So it's perfectly in line with, you know, how we've always grown and existed as an organization, and we're, you know, super stoked to get her support through this project.
Awesome. Outstanding. All right, let's go back to Kristen. So if you could kind of take our listeners through how you guys work together with regards to Your Coat Drive and then your work with Impact Northwest, and then how those two efforts come together to distribute coats out to the community in times of need.
So we contact engage with Impact Northwest in time to understand what the need is for the year. This year, we're targeting 365 coats based on the needs of their clients. So we take that information. We have information about how many men size large and how many kids size petite we need. And we try to fill every single hole that we can so that nobody who's asking for a coat gets left out. So we reach out to our agents. All the agents participate. We reach out to our clients, and we're reaching out to the community at large. So anybody who wants to make a really immediate impact in their community, and that's part of what I love about donating a coat, is it will affect somebody immediately, their comfort level, their joy, their walk to school, et cetera. You know, but basically we're reaching out to the entire community to help with this project and to help us get those 365 coats and those 365 warm bodies, and they can deliver to any Living Room Realty office. And we're even telling folks that if they don't have time to shop and they want to give us some money, we will go shopping for them. So we want to eliminate any barriers to people who want to join us in this.
Okay. And then you mentioned that number, 365. I just wonder, with how long you've been doing this, I know you've been on Metroscope before. First of all, I guess maybe you should tell the folks how long you've been doing this, and then how many total coats you've been able to collect and donate during that time.
This is our fifth year doing it as a company-wide project. And in the last 4 years, we've gotten about 750 coats on people, which is pretty impressive. And I look at that number and I think, man, that's 750. I hope I said 750.
You did.
700. Okay. 750 people who have their own new warm winter coat because of the work that we're doing. That feels very powerful to me. Mm-hmm. So this is our fifth year. And we're going over that. Yeah. Thank you. We're going for that 365.
Okay.
Gosh, that would put us to over, if we achieve that goal, that would put us to over 1,000 coats.
Okay.
That would be super cool.
Now, Kristen, I understand that it's very important for these coats to be new. Why is that?
We are not only supporting people just being warm to and from work and to and from school and out of doors. We're supporting their dignity. And we want these folks that we're coming together to help to know that their community cares about them. A lot of folks who are, you know, working with Impact Northwest have fallen, obviously, on hard times. And some of those folks can feel like they aren't seen by their community or that nobody cares. And even just their own dignity, having to ask for help is really hard. And so we want, you know, to keep the integrity of this program, what it's about, it's caring for these people who need us, is to give them their own brand new coat that's theirs, start to finish, not the coat that I don't want anymore.
That would be awesome. And then let's bring you back in, Peter, as far as how Impact Northwest uses these coats that you guys receive from this coat drive. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, I can speak to it generally, and then I also have some personal anecdotes. So the way that it works is we Use it a few different ways. So we have what we call our Dancing Tree Family Center, where we drop off a lot of those coats. And so that kind of serves as a drop-in center, sort of nexus for people that might potentially be in need of a coat. So a lot of people will come through there and we'll give it out through there. We also have done, and this is what I participated in, was we did an actual coat drive where our programs are able to request coats based on clients. And that's something I previously had experience with. This time last year, I was a case manager. And so I was on the other side of it, of working directly with families that needed coats. You know, a coat is when it gets cold around this time, a coat is a pretty basic elemental thing to allow you to literally move through the world and enjoy your life, you know. And if you don't have that, that's a bummer. You know, whether you're, you know, a youth or you're homeless or anything, you know, a new great coat is, I think the value of that can't be overstated. So I was able through my work directly with clients to be able to solicit coats and then get them, which was extremely gratifying, you know. And it was just an amazing thing to be able to facilitate. And it's only because of these efforts that was able to happen, you know, and to be able to really work with a client and see them have that need met is just awesome. You know, I mean, the numbers are really impressive, you know, hopefully getting over 1,000 this year. But I think what's also important to keep in mind is that, it's, you know, that's 1,000 individual people, like individual people with stories, with lives, with histories that want to be warm, like all of us, you know, especially around this time of year. So there really is a tremendous impact, so to speak, you know, that happens from these efforts.
Mm-hmm. And then, Kristen, if you could speak on what kind of coats you're looking for, and I'm sure there's a lot of people listening right now that are saying, how do I donate? Where do I donate? What kind of coats do they want? So what kind of coats are you guys looking for? And then where can people drop these coats off? Where can they send them? Could you speak to those questions, please?
I sure can. So we're looking for all kinds of coats. We're looking for raincoats. Kiddos need raincoats walking to school. Adults need raincoats waiting for the bus to get to work so they can arrive dry and ready to do their best. Winter coats, insulated coats, stylish coats. Teenagers don't want to go to school looking like their parents. They want to be cool. They want to fit in. So if your heart is leaning toward helping out a teenager, maybe go shop where a teenager might shop. Ask a salesperson there to help you pick out, you know, what's popular right now. Certainly coats for little kiddos and infants. It's really tough when you have a six-month-old. I'm a mom. I have a couple kids. Man, they grow so fast. You could cycle through a couple coats in one season. I know that coats for seniors are also really important. Some seniors won't even go out and leave their house to go to the grocery store to get their needs met. If it's too cold, they don't have the proper outerwear. I think also, you know, this year we're really talking about adults as well. There are a lot of parents who skip meals, don't buy themselves a coat or give up their coat so their child can have one, and are literally left in the cold themselves. You know, we have, I know that there are clients working with Impact Northwest who are also reentering the workforce or transitioning out of homelessness. And if you're reentering the workforce and maybe you were homeless, you probably don't have an extensive wardrobe. And a nice coat that you can wear to work and feel good and dignified in would be a really valuable thing to have. Somebody, again, can drop coats at any Living Room Realty office. We have one in Northeast, Southeast, Northwest, Southwest. We even have an office on the Oregon coast. They're definitely collecting coats in Manzanita. And if you know, I've always told people too, like, I want to break any barriers or remove any barriers I can to get as many coats as possible. If you call Living Room Realty and you ask for Kristen Lincoln, I would even come and pick it up from you. I'm happy to do that.
All right. Should we hand out your phone number here?
Sure. Okay. My phone number.
Okay. Well, that's just the work number so people listening can find a way to call you. So 503-260-2414, and they can give you a ring.
Yeah, they sure can. I would love to pick up their new coat donation.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you much for that. All right. Back to Peter. I mean, I even heard you just over the phone kind of recognizing some of the benefits of the coat drive and, you know, how maybe seniors sadly won't go outside to do simple things such as grocery shopping if they're going to be, you know, too cold and don't have a coat. Can you just give us kind of some examples you've seen in all your work over the years of the kind of impact a coat drive and just in general the impact that Impact Northwest can have on people's lives?
Yeah, I have a whole wealth of examples. I think the best way to understand the impact is to stand outside without a coat. And even in this weather, after about 30 seconds, you'll be like, I want to go back inside, which is not always an option for people, you know, or you maybe need to be walking around and stuff like that. And so I think it's a really basic thing that we can all understand. And I think part of the, one of the positive elements of the holiday season is that it's an opportunity where a lot of people realize, oh, it's getting cold. Oh, I want to give back. And, you know, there's a lot of people that do not experience the basic comforts that maybe I do. And so, I think there's a really basic empathy and compassion that can come into play if just like next time you're outside, just be like, wow, I didn't have a coat right now. This would be a real bummer, especially if I was homeless or had a long commute and didn't have a car or something like that, you know? So that I think is the main thing. You know, our Impact Northwest, and Kristen kind of touched on this a little bit, but we're all about trying to help people stabilize and propel. So we do offer a lot of sort of direct service and alleviating needs and stuff like that. But we're really all about kind of addressing, you know, like the housing crisis in Portland and stuff like that, and really making a tangible difference, you know, and a coat, it makes you feel better, and that's really important, and that's definitely part of what we do. But it can also really, you know, support, you know, like Kristen was saying, if you're going to a job interview or if you need to look presentable for something. And so that's definitely another element to it as well of, you know, it's part of our larger mission, not just to meet needs, but to support people that are in a position of need in really kind of finding their own footing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I think that, well said, that all makes sense. Okay, Kristen, and how long is this coat drive running that you guys have going right now?
We're actually going into the first week in December. If we spill over, it's okay. We want to get those 365 coats, and we want to take everybody's donation. But what we really want to do is get all the coats to Impact Northwest in time for them to distribute before, say, school's out, so that all... you know, all the folks that they work with within the schools can have their coat by the holidays and before the winter break.
Okay. And then if someone doesn't have time to shop or to bring one by, can you just tell us again how other donations, like monetary donations, work and how they would be able to make that happen and donate to you guys?
Yeah, so we have a way to accept an electronic donation. We would have to send an email link. We'd be happy to do that. And I can tell you, I'm going to go shopping for the coats, and every single penny we collect is going to go to coats. So my time volunteer, everybody's time and effort from Living Room is volunteer. So if you give us $50, you can feel confident that $50 is going toward a coat that's going to go on someone's body.
Awesome. And back to Peter, how can people get involved in supporting the services that you guys do at Impact Northwest?
Well, you know, there's a lot of different ways. We are able to partner with people in a lot of different ways. Our programs need volunteers. Certainly monetary donations are always appreciated, especially at the end of the year. A couple things I would suggest. If you want to get a general sort of overview of what our programs are, I would suggest our website, impactnw.org, which has an overview of our programs. You can donate through the website. You can also volunteer, get in touch with our volunteer coordinator through the website. I'm also happy to field inquiries myself if you have any questions. So, but all right, if I leave my email.
Yeah, please go for it.
Sure. So I'm Peter Gallagher. So that's PGALLAGHER at impactnw.org. That's P like Peter, GALLAGHER at impactnw.org. work. And I would love to hear from you, kind of any questions or ideas any of you have that are listening.
Awesome. And the website again too is impactnw.org. I've looked on the About Us tab, and people can go and there's a big donate button at the top of the screen on the right hand side in a big red highlight. Also, looking on there, Peter, I see kind of just exploring your website, a volunteer tab as well, and people can maybe get involved that way and help out through there.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, and our needs kind of shift throughout the year, but we do our best to accommodate, you know, what people want to do, whether it's a one-time thing or a consistent engagement with one of our programs. So yeah, there should be an email associated with that, or you can just email me and we can point you in the right directions.
All right. And then Kristen, is there anything else people should know about the coat drive? Whether it's, I know we went over kind of types of coats to donate and where you can donate, but just generally speaking, is there anything else you kind of want to hit on to make people aware of what you guys are doing and how they can help out?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind sharing a story if we have time that I think will really humanize this coat drive. We had one of our agents a couple years ago brought into the office the most adorable pink frilly little girl's like princessy coat, and it hung in the office, and it was obviously for donation for the coat drive. Everybody who walked in got a huge smile on their face and a huge kick out of it. It's just the cutest thing you'd ever seen. And of course, everybody was curious who is going to get this coat. They're going to get the coat of all coats for a little girl, for many little girls. And it was really moving to learn later that one at one of the schools where Impact Northwest works, there was a little girl who was coming to school every day with her pink Hello Kitty bathrobe. Her parents didn't have the money to buy her a coat. It was too cold to go without something. And so she was sporting her pink Hello Kitty bathrobe with pride. She was proud of it. But I think we all know that that's probably not sustainable. It's probably not keeping her as warm as a proper coat. And we learned that it just so happened our pink princessy coat was her exact size. And so here's a little girl who is going to school in her bathrobe and now has the coat of all coats for a little girl. Also the same color of the bathrobe she was wearing. But, you know, talk about really impacting someone's life and a good example of a parent trying to problem solve by throwing her bathrobe on her when she goes out the door. You know, these are very, very real, very real needs. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I feel so excited to be able to help.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing that story, Kristen. Really appreciate that. And then Peter, is there anything else you would like to add as we kind of wrap up here, either about the community you guys serve or any numbers you want to throw out there as far as how many people Impact serves or anything like that before we wrap up?
Yeah, we serve 30,000 a year. And like I was saying earlier, each one of those people has a story kind of as real as anyone, you know, as certainly the Hello Kitty Beth. What is it called again? What was she wearing?
The bathrobe.
That's the Hello Kitty bathrobe wearing girl. I mean, everybody has a story, you know, and so it's really, the numbers are big, but it really does make a difference. And there's tons of people like that little girl out there that could still use a coat, you know, and the more that we get, the more that we're able to meet that need. So I would encourage people to sort of dig deep, you know, look into your heart and give generously if you're able.
All right. So that is impactnw.org. Go on there. There's a button on the website. Find out how to donate. You can find out how to volunteer. You can also learn about the organization as well if you want to learn more than just what you've learned so far in this interview. Hopefully you've learned a little bit. And then Living Room Realty as well. Kristen Lincoln, who's in charge there. You can give her a call or stop by at any of their locations. And maybe, Kristen, one more time, would you mind rattling off the locations where people can drop coats off at?
Yeah, so we have an office in all four quadrants of the city. And to get the exact addresses, you can hop on Living Room RE for real estate. So livingroomre.com and find the office that's the best fit for you. If you can't make it to the office, drop off your donation, give me a ring. I'll pick it up.
Awesome. Kristen and Peter, thank you guys for what you do for the community, especially this time of year, keeping people warm. And thanks for coming on today. And best of luck with the coat drive.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. My pleasure.
We were talking today with Kristen Lincoln of Living Room Realty and Peter Gallagher of Impact NW. Metroscope is an Entercom Portland Public Affairs program. I'm Preston Highfield. If you're involved with a nonprofit or public affairs organization, or if you have an idea for an upcoming show, I'd like to hear from you. Visit metroscopepdx.com and submit your ideas. You can also go to this station's website and submit your information there. Thanks for listening to Metroscope, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.